Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Podcast. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Podcast. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Podcast.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast.
Thank you,
episode
Rob.
Number 10. 10.
Yeah.
10. 10. 10.
Sweet.
10. Do you hear that echo?
That's a wonderful effect.
Do you want to try it again? Maybe you guys can help me.
Okay.
Sure.
10.
10.
10.
10. Here, let me try it. Let me test out this this echo.
10. 10. 10. 10.
How about this one?
10. 10.
Kill, kill, kill.
How's that?
Thank you, Rob. Podcast episode number 10, unofficially sponsored by Pearson Salted Nut Rolls. Right?
Right.
Yep.
Don't be a butthole. Eat a Pearson Salted Nut Roll.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
They're good.
Yeah, they are.
Uh-huh.
They're delicious.
Creamy nougat.
Yeah. Other
caramel
peanuts and stuff.
Yeah.
Peanuts all over that biatch.
Yeah. You want to hear something cool about
yeah?
a salted nut roll
yeah?
story?
You think I don't?
So one year, you know the Winter Carnival Medallion Hunt, right?
Yeah.
One year, they had it in a Pearson's Nut Roll wrapper.
Did they really?
They did.
That's was it cool. sealed?
No.
Oh.
They cut it open, and they put a razor in there. And the medallion.
Yeah.
Don't eat this.
Yeah.
Well, today I have Mark Embag.
Hello,
Saul. We'll just call you Embag.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
M.
Yeah.
Bag?
Yeah.
Can I call you Bag?
Yeah.
MB?
Mr.
Yeah.
Bag.
Mr. Bag?
Yeah.
All right. Jim Gnarly?
Hello, Rob.
In the house.
Thank you, Rob.
House.
Hello, Internet.
Hi. Hi, Internets.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. You're welcome. Last episode, I had Ace of Ace Entertainment.
Oh, nice.
Ace Entertainment. I'm sure you guys may have met her at some point in time.
Perhaps
as
we
she
will.
She's a promoter.
I feel like I nice. Already know her.
You should. She's very personable. If you heard the last episode, you would know.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys booked a show with her, you would get paid.
I like that.
As well.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's cool.
Making
Even
money.
Out of
getting
her
paid
own
is
pocket
good.
If necessary.
Right, yeah. You did listen.
I,
look at this guy.
I
what do you
research.
Know, Mark?
Huh? I was going to say the same thing, but he beat me to it.
In that episode, we talked about the brat.
Oh,
the brat
sweet.
To tat.
Yeah.
Functified.
Yeah, functified.
She's still doing stuff?
I don't know. I don't think so.
She
probably
it's
is.
Been a while since.
You know,
oh, maybe.
If she's not doing stuff, she's
maybe
probably
she's,
doing things.
Yeah. But maybe she's going to
What
make
they it. Are, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't I know. Don't maybe know. She's going to make a comeback soon. What the hell do I know?
Yeah. You know what she's going to do? She's going to work on her new album. It's going to. She's really going back to her roots.
Uh-huh.
And this one's going to sound a lot like the first album.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be honest. I hadn't even heard of the Brat until I listened to,
really?
to this previous episode.
That's all right.
Not a hip hop guy.
I know you're not.
But I feel like I am now.
Good.
Which is funny because you were in hip hop.
Kinda.
Fat James.
Oh yeah, Dirty Pool.
Yeah, that's
there's history.
That's where I trace my musical performing roots.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've come a long way.
Thank you. Not hard.
But today we're going to talk about a movie.
Yeah.
And not just any movie. It's an epic.
It is.
Parody.
Uh-huh.
Of extreme proportions.
I'm
just trying to build it up like it's something way bigger than what it really is.
That was a big movie.
Yeah, it was.
It was huge.
I think.
Yeah.
And it's gained an incredible cult following.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Spaceballs.
The movie.
Yeah.
The movie.
The movie.
I've got the movie right here just for effect. I've never done this before.
And oh, wow.
I've never done it
you
before.
You got to do something new for episode 10.
Right, yeah.
I know.
I was like, dude. What can I do to really go all out? I will prop open the case and put it on the desk here so we can look at it.
That sounds good. I feel like I should unzip my pants and put something on the table, too.
let's just take it a second to just look at that. Would you look at that?
I know.
I mean,
look at Mel Brooks,
just,
man.
Just look at it. He looks very surprised.
He looks confused.
I know.
Yeah. There's a few covers for, or, you know, not just covers, but posters, movie posters, sure. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Variations of this. Mm-hmm. This one has Mel Brooks. He's looking very shocked.
He is.
John Candy as Barf.
Yeah.
The one lady as the lady.
Daphne Zuniga as Princess Vespa.
Vespa, yep. Lone Star.
Yeah.
Played by that guy.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman.
Yeah. And then Joan Rivers as the C-3PO lady. And Rick Moranis as
Dark Helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. So just take that in.
I bet
if
she
you could,
gives
if
great
you could
helmet.
Just Google this, listeners, and just look at it. Oh. Just take a second.
It's good. It's the Blu-ray edition, too, by
it
the
is.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. HD.
Yeah.
HD all
gotta
day.
Have HD.
Requires
HD
a Blu-ray
day.
Player.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All I have is a digital VD player. I don't have a Blu-ray yet.
Digital venereal disease player.
So what do you guys know about Spaceballs? When's the last time you watched it?
You know, for me, actually, it has been 10 years,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It actually was probably about the same for me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But then I watched it.
Good
I had
idea.
To brush
we
up.
Should have a rousing discussion on
it. Let's devote half of a podcast about it.
Okay. Let's do that.
Well, the movie itself was released June 24th, 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that day.
I did. You know what? Actually, this is one of the first movies I saw in theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not see it in theaters.
I did.
I was 4 years old when it released.
Wow.
Were you really? I guess I was. Yeah, I was well, it's the 87. Guy. I guess I was 8.
Yeah. Okay. So I was about the same.
Because it was, you said June, right?
I did say that.
So yeah, I was 8.
Carry the 1, 3.
Yeah, it was like 34.
So as it states on the cover there, it is a Mel Brooks movie. Yeah. Are you guys familiar with any of his other films? He's actually, he's done a lot, but.
Yeah.
I know he did Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
Yeah. I've only seen a couple bits of that. I haven't even seen the whole movie, which.
It's worth a watch.
It's kind of embarrassing to admit, but yeah. I enjoy his stuff.
Yeah, there's.
And his movies.
There's a lot, but I just picked some of my favorite ones. Blazing Saddles is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
History of the World.
Wait. Young Frankenstein, wasn't that. Yeah.
Gene Wilder?
Yeah. Gene Wilder, yeah.
I was going to say the dude who played Willy Wonka. But yeah, Gene Wilder would be more accurate.
Right, indeed.
History of the World.
I wonder whatever happened to him, by the way.
Gene Wilder?
Yeah.
I think he was married to Gilda Radner.
Oh, okay.
And she passed away.
Of cancer.
Cancer, yep. And yeah. I think that really hurt him.
Did he overdose on chocolate?
Another really good Mel Brooks movie. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Oh, that was Mel Brooks?
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. Good movie.
Pretty much any movie where there's some sort of Jewish jokes, like a plethora of Jewish jokes, you're probably going to see it.
Now, Mel Brooks. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Cary Elwes was in that, correct?
Yep.
Elwes.
Yeah, and he was also in
Saw. Princess Bride. Yes.
And Saw.
Was that a Mel Brooks movie?
No, that was Rob Reiner, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm dumb as hell.
Was Saw Mel Brooks movie?
People don't listen to the show to figure out extreme complicated math equations. They listen for useless knowledge like this.
Wasn't that?
So don't feel dumb that you don't know that.
Well, check this out though. Wasn't that who directed Saw? Do you know?
No, don't know that.
Okay, well, because I have a Las Vegas story about. I thought maybe it was Eli Roth, right?
Speaking of Saw, yeah. I got a story.
Eli Roth?
Yeah.
Isn't he an actor?
Oh, no, he did Hostel. No, well, maybe he was an actor, but I know he directed the Hostel movies for sure.
Okay.
And anyways, so my girlfriend and I were in Las Vegas, and he has a museum there called the Goratorium.
There's also the Horatorium in Vegas.
There's a lot of those
is it
in
a
Vegas.
Horatorium or horroratorium?
No,
I collected,
whore.
Nice. Dude.
Whore.
I'm there.
I collected a lot of hooker cards there. Yeah, the guys with the just doing this, hand you like a stack, and I was like, oh my god, dude, I've got
collect
the whole
them
set.
All. I think. Bunny.
Yeah.
The rare bunny where she's holding the baseball bat that says fuckface on the bottom of it. Get rid of it quick because the price on that one goes down.
Good stuff, man.
So did you bring them home with you, too, those collector's cards?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
We'll have to trade.
Okay.
One right after the show. I'll exchange.
I don't have them with me, which I wish I would have known, because otherwise, man. You know.
Got it, had got I, it, need it. Got
had
it.
I have known you were an enthusiast, I, you know.
So, Spaceballs, the movie. The movie plot, obviously, is loosely based off of a parody of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, there's other movies parodied in there.
There are, yeah. Yeah. Like Aliens.
Aliens, yeah. Well, yep. Well. And with that one guy from Alien replaying that role.
Yeah.
Where the alien pops out. Well, another movie, well, it's not actually parodied because it's blatant. Planet of the Apes. At the end of Spaceballs. The that big robot that's sucking the air out of the planet,
like the statue, the ground, and the two apes
come up and
yeah.
And there's also other stuff in there like Wizard of Oz when they're walking into Yogurt's thing and they're all like holding each other's arms.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I remember finding this movie very, very funny as a kid.
It's still
there's some pretty funny parts to it. You know.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely good. But like
combing the desert.
Yeah, but the humor as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much stuff you miss as a kid. Like, just rewatching, like, any movie, really, like, at, you know, that you've seen as a kid and watching it now going, dude, that's really racy, especially for, you know.
Like Shrek has a bunch of adult-themed humor.
Oh, and kids don't get absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot, they do a lot of placing of the adult humor in those movies so that parents find it as enjoyable as the kids.
Exactly.
Did you kids ever... are laughing at parts that they really don't understand, you know.
They're laughing because they hear laughing.
Right, exactly.
Did you ever see the cartoon Animaniacs?
Yes.
They had a ton of humor like that was really adult-based in that. They were like, I remember in one episode, they were saying something like, they were investigating like who stole, you know, what this necklace or whatever, and they were like, okay, time for fingerprints. So they hand the girl mouse prints, and she's like, ew. And I'm like, what, dude?
Like, that's all like
fingerprints.
Wow. So, of course, anyways, it's a Mel Brooks movie, so there's always like, Jew references. Like, instead of droids, or druids.
Druids. Yeah, Druidians.
Druidians, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a playoff of Druidians.
Yeah.
And the Schwartz instead of the Force.
Right.
You know? And, you know, I've never been, like, a huge fan of, like, Jewish jokes like that. But, you know, they are what they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not Jewish. That's not even a real thing to me.
It's just, you know, does it exist?
Right, I don't know.
It does. I, you know.
The whole Holocaust thing, why make something up? You know,
right.
That's not funny. That's not even a joke.
Mm-mm.
Do people really believe that, like, it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Like, Mel Gibson's?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's dad or Mel Gibson said something like that?
Yeah, like, well, Mel Gibson said a lot of awful shit in the past.
Maybe you should just stop talking for a little bit, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think he got a hint.
I think so, too. You know.
Maybe Mel Gibson saw Kanye West, like, saying really stupid things, so he's like, is that what I look like? Maybe I should just not talk. Bill Pullman, that's who plays as Lone Star.
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie, though, I love John Candy. John Candy as Barf.
Yeah.
And in my research, I found that, so he has that costume.
Mm-hmm.
It went through some revisions, you know, in coming up with the costume. He's a Mog, which is half man, half dog.
Yeah. Well,
he's his own best friend, as he says. What they came up with was it had some animatronics in the ears.
Yeah.
And then the tail.
Yeah.
And he had like a 5-pound battery strapped to him. He could control the tail, but there was two other people operating the ears, which doesn't seem weird.
Yeah,
like they're just ears that just they just do a little bit.
Like yeah, how they did the Ninja Turtles movie
or Gremlins.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles, yes.
I just recently watched Gremlins again, and there's a lot of crazy animatronics in that. Actually,
does it stand the test of time? So far,
kinda.
I wouldn't know. I never watched the Gremlins. It was one of those things that my brother made me watch because he knew it scared the shit out of me. Like America's Most Wanted.
Right.
And Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah,
Unsolved Mysteries is pretty freaky. It was.
My cousin used to be scared of that dude.
Robert Stack?
Yeah.
He's creepy.
Tonight.
Mbeg was on his way home from work when he saw a strange light in the, coming off in the distance in the woods. He decided to pull over. And then something with aliens, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Unsolved Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robert Stack, who was also solved. In Airplane.
Yeah, indeed.
Another good movie.
Yeah.
We're getting off track here.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Spaceballs.
Okay.
Mel Brooks, of course, directed. He's got to throw himself in the movie. I think he's in every movie.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, so he plays as...
who's that, Yogurt?
Yogurt, and then he plays as President Scroob.
Yeah.
Who's kind of like...
shocked and confused,
who,
man.
What character would he be in Star Wars? Kind of like the Emperor, but he's not as creepy as the Emperor.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But the name Scroob is a playoff of Brooks. Not completely backwards, but it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Change
anagram.
An anagram, yes.
Okay.
I don't normally use those kind of big words.
Okay.
But thanks for making me feel stupid.
Well, I, you know, I'm here to please.
Yeah. This isn't the way I wanted episode number 10 to go.
not at all. It was supposed to be all happy, fun HJs and...
ZJs. All types of J's. Another really good actor in this movie is Rick Moranis, who just kind of fell off. I don't know what the hell he's doing now.
I don't know, man. But the last thing that I remember seeing him in is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Whatever variation of, like, part four.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I Shrunk the Dog or something.
Or the dog shrunk my balls or whatever.
Right. Rick Moranis, one of his greatest roles is in Ghostbusters as Louis Tully in Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. You're familiar.
Love Ghostbusters.
He's the guy that lived next door to Dana Barrett.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, yeah. And he's just kind of like this over-the-top, like, health nut. From the first one to the second one, it's almost like a completely different character.
Yeah.
He's in part two.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just... In the first one, he was just like this.
Yeah. Louis.
Yeah, he was just like this... A health nut. He's like, hey, every time she comes home, they live in an apartment building.
Hey,
he lives
Dana,
across
the house. I was on my way out. I was just going to go out and get some stuff for a sports shake, and I just got done with the great workout here. And I was just wondering maybe if sometime you wanted to hit the gym together. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm free all the time. Oh, you know what? By the way, your TV was really loud today. So what I did is I went into my apartment and I turned my TV up really loud too so the neighbors wouldn't know whose department it was coming out of.
That was really good. But now that part, that role as Louis Tully was actually offered to John Candy, who was going to play that part.
Oh, no kidding.
Which really would have changed that
role. Oh, yeah.
John Candy turned it down at the last minute. But ironically, Rick Moranis, John Candy, and Harold Ramis, who is Egon in Ghostbusters.
And the director and writer of the Ghostbusters movies.
Yep. Those three were part of Second City, SCTV, which was a Canadian sketch comedy.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who actually had, like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was part of that.
Yep,
Eugene Levy, yeah. There was a lot of names.
Yeah, that was a funny show, dude.
Yeah. I'm sure you can YouTube it.
Yeah.
You can YouTube anything.
They have, like, full episodes of everything on there, man, like Trailer Park Boys and, you know, like, all... I'm just thinking Canadian now, because, you know, SCTV, since that was brought into play. Uh-huh. Canadians are funny.
LeBlancs, Blue, commercials, Kids in the Hall.
Watch some ice hockey.
Oh, Kids in the Hall is awesome.
Don't be a hoser.
Yeah. and there they are, just giving her, you know?
So, Mel Brooks, requested approval from George Lucas, having wanted a parody Star Wars, because this was 87, so I'm sure he was like, George Lucas is probably going to sue the shit out of me. Yeah.
And George Lucas said no, and he made it anyway.
Would this be wrong for me to say this? Mel Brooks, being a Jewish fella, protective of his money, didn't want anyone else to take a cut of his cheese.
I see where you're going with this.
I wanted to approve it just to make sure George Lucas wasn't going to be like, oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, can I have some?
Yeah.
But he said yes?
He approved. Cool with it? He approved, yeah, cool. Yes. Another thing I really liked about the movie was it broke down the fourth wall a few times in the movie. you know, it's like normally you're watching a movie where it's you're just watching people act, but then they're like, they actually recognize the camera there. Like there's a scene where they're like, they wanted to see something that was happening, and they went to the VHS and they're like, this is a new technology.
Oh, yeah.
Where,
yeah.
What you see is happening now. And they're watching what is happening now.
Yeah.
And then they even look and refer to the camera. There was a couple scenes in the movie where they actually referred to that. Like, there's a scene where they're visiting with Yogurt, and he's showing them all the merchandise.
Yeah.
Spaceballs and Lunchbox.
It's all about merchandise. Merchandise.
Yeah. Merchandising. Yeah. And they reference Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. Yeah. Which I come to find out that all that merch, none of it was real. And that was because one of the things George Lucas requested was that there wasn't Spaceballs merchandise. I don't know why.
Hmm.
That doesn't make sense. Why would he not want other people to make money?
I don't know. Was there ever any space? I can't remember any. Yeah.
But there was like, they were showing like the lunch, Spaceballs, yeah, lunchbox. There's all sorts of
action figures.
Right. Did you know?
Probably not.
There was a Spaceballs the Animated Series.
I did not.
That came out like in 2004.
Maybe I.
Wow, that's pretty recent.
2008.
Well, even more recent.
Yes, yes. And they're on Netflix. And they're terrible. They are terrible. It's like it's so much like the Family Guy Star Wars.
Oh,
in that, like, you know, Stewie plays as Darth Vader in those.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Helmet is small like that, and he smokes weed. It's like, what? That never was ever part of the show, you know?
Uh-uh.
Not that I have a problem with that, but I don't, but it's like, why?
It was ad-libbed.
Yeah.
It was ad-libbed. But it's not, I don't think it's Rick Moranis that does the voices, but I think Mel Brooks does have a hand in it. Obviously, John Candy can't, because he's passed away.
Yeah. Yes.
Moment of silence for John Candy.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah. Speaking of Uncle Buck, too, the director of that movie was pissed because when they took it to editing, they just
John Hughes?
Chopped, they just chopped the shit out of that movie. So there's like parts of the movie where it kind of like cuts in, like where like Macaulay Culkin is just like running down the hallway, like just frantic, but for no reason. Like it just cuts in right there.
Yeah.
Because apparently there was like a scene where he sees Uncle Buck getting out of the shower.
Okay.
And then so like, and he's like freaking out or whatever, but they totally cut that part out. And then there was like a bunch of stuff apparently that John Hughes felt was, you know, like made that movie that right. they just totally cut out of
okay.
it.
Okay.
So, but still a great movie.
I'd like to see there's
the director's cut.
Yeah. If they would ever make it, but it's a family movie. Why would they make a director's cut? Yeah. It's a good movie.
Right.
I actually love Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really all I got about Spaceballs.
Okay, cool.
I dropped some knowledge. Dropped some knowledge. Yeah.
And knowledge is power.
Wow. You guys want a break for a Pearson salted nut roll?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dang. Dude.
No peanut allergies, right, guys?
Yeah, but I'll fight through it. Right. You got a pen? Because you'll have to break open my windpipe.
What is it? An insulin shot? Is that what it would have to be?
What's EpiPen? Is that EpiPen? Allergy?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I don't know if that's what they do for peanut allergy, but we'll find out.
Do you have a question, young man?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
Dude, what a plug. So, with that, like, okay, so they have the term cornholing. So would that be peanut holing? Not sure how that works. Not to be confused with a ever popular corn doggin.
That's a real thing,
or
too.
Or a cheese doggin, like a triple chili cheese doggin.
You want to know what corn doggin is?
Tell me.
Can this go on the show?
Yep.
We're not SEC regulated in Robert Basement.
It's where you're doing a chick in the ass, right? And then you pull out. And you keep it spread, but you turn around and you take a shit in her butthole. and then you keep fucking it, because it's like breaded, you know? Zoink!
Wow.
That's corn dogging.
I'm going to take a rain check on that.
Why do I have a feeling my Reverb Nation
you're gonna go down.
Just went to 130?
Do people really do that?
What?
Would somebody really do that?
Did somebody really do two chicks in a cup?
I don't know. Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
I bet someone
I've never seen that video. I'll never watch it.
Not good.
I'm aware of what happens.
It's brutal, dude.
So are you telling me you think that somebody would really do a corn dogging?
Yeah, probably. As I always say, for every cake, there's a perv with a dream. You know what I mean?
The age-old adage. Mm-hmm. Did you get that one from Confucius?
No.
I've yet to have anyone not eat one. So I'm proud to say that 10 episodes in, I've had no buttholes on my show.
100% effective.
Whoa. Yeah. Before you play the song, tell us about your project. Is this going to be a song from the album?
I haven't decided if I want to put it on the album yet or just kind of release it as,
no, is this
as its own thing.
Is this as Comatose or is this as...
Comatose, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And who is Comatose?
Me and Jimmy.
It's us.
Just us?
Just us.
Just the two of us.
So no, I got a little treat for you guys.
Nice.
I brought my guitar today. You hear that?
Yeah.
Ready for this? This is a little song I just made up off the top of my head. And I've never sang it before. And it's not real. Not real song from a guitar player. Not really, though.
Have a Pearson's nut roll.
What do you think?
I just added that in, too. Is that cool?
Maybe every 10th episode I'll come up with a new song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's good.
It's deep.
That's pretty, it's good.
Go back and listen to it later, and you'll be like, man, I get it. I get it now.
Cool. This is a song. There's actually a video for it on YouTube.
Find anything on YouTube.
There is a Comatose YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ComatoseMN, like the abbreviation for Minnesota. And this song is called Pawn. And I don't know if it's going on the record yet or not, but... Can I give you a backstory about this song, too?
Make it quick.
This, I kind of wrote when I had started talking to this chick, and...
About corn dogging?
No, it was not about corn dogging, not yet. Actually. But I had started talking to this girl, and, like, I really liked her and stuff, and then, like, she kind of disappeared for a little while, and... You know, life stuff or whatever. And she actually turned out to be my now girlfriend, Emily.
Aww.
So,
wow.
This was kind of related to her at that time. And so, not that I'm dedicating it to her because it's kind of sad, but that's how I felt at the time. So
it's not as deep as your original song, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I'll just make do, so...
Right.
All right, ready?
Everything I knew of.
Well, that was terrible. It was fucking awful.
Oh,
no,
word.
I'm just kidding. That was great, guys. Thanks, kind of a. I'm just going to give a little brief history of when I met you,
yeah.
Mark. Jimmy, you know what's funny is a lot of this show always comes back to Pete Rentz, to MC Rentz.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy and I went to school together.
Yeah. Where you graduated in 96, right?
Seven.
That's when I graduated, too. Or would have. I dropped out and I got my good enough diploma.
So I've known Jimmy for a while. Yeah. I mean, we were kind of acquaintances.
But we knew of each other.
Right.
You were three years ahead of me. So I'm sure I was a twerpy little sophomore when you were, or freshman when you were graduated.
Can you hear me? Get up on that mic a little bit.
Fine.
Get up on that shit.
Get up on it.
Get up on
get
it.
Get up on it.
Yeah, really didn't sit down and have a... Really didn't sit down and have a heart to heart and develop our handshake.
No, not yet.
Until we met in DOD.
Right.
And that was a good thing.
So as the story goes, a very epic and legendary story. I of course was in a hip hop group with MC Rentz. I mean, everybody knows that. You know,
Lyrical Pedestrians.
Yeah,
I just did a show with you guys.
Yeah, you did.
I was at home puking my guts out that night.
Puking your guts out and pooping them out
at the same time.
That's awesome.
I had to sleep in the bathtub.
So Rentz, after Lunatics disbanded, he went on to before it disbanded, he had Mark here, Mbeg, Mr. Mm-hmm. Beg, play guitar on. I believe it started on 1981.
It did, actually. What the hell is the name of that song? No Guts, No Glory.
Featuring Bonafide.
Yes.
Bonafide.
That's how I met Rentz, actually, was through Bonafide of Slow Spokes.
Who, ironically, Bonafide played Sorterville baseball with my brother.
No shit.
Yeah, it is such a small world.
Yeah, you have a fucking tangle.
Idea. Yeah. Everybody played Sorterville baseball.
Or if you were a couple generations older than us, Sodderville baseball.
Sodderville? No. So that was how I met Mark. Because you would come over and record at the studio, and then...
Yep.
Who the fuck is this weird guy with the guitar?
Yeah.
In my studio? That's what I would say.
Yeah, I know. And then he'd hit me with sticks.
Get out of here. Get out.
Hey, man, give me a quarter.
And then now, after Lunatics disbanded, Pete Rentz, MC Rentz, started the band Definition of Dope, which was enlisting Jim Gnarly here as the bass guitar.
Hold on, let me take it back. MC Rentz and Friends.
Right, it started off as MC Rentz and Friends. Right.
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 So, we did
one show under that name.
At the Rock Nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Rock proper.
How much? So, what did I? Okay, so I was 1981, and then I was on
Serial MCs two and three, probably.
Yeah, and then on.
You were all over that bitch.
I was, yeah, I was
all over it.
Yeah, man, corn dogging the hell out of it.
Gross, but so awesome.
I know, right?
So yeah, it started off as MC Rentz and Friends, and that was. I don't know if I was officially part of it at that point.
Yeah,
I'd come through and play some congas.
Yeah.
I'd play some congas.
Yeah, or as Scotty C would say, congas.
Congas, yeah, yeah. And then Scotty, who was the drummer of Definition of Dope, another alumni of the St. Francis realm.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we're all friends. We're all old friends. Mark is just an old soul.
Yeah.
He's an old soul. We all cross paths at the right time in our lives.
Yeah, it's actually not that I have an old soul. It's just from...
You're a young soul.
It looks old because of all the booze and smoking.
Yeah.
Copious drug use through the years. Yeah. So, it's, you know, 33, but dude, it's weathered. It looks like about 60.
Your body is... The prostitution didn't help either.
What do you mean? My lungs is fine.
So, I don't know where I was going with that story. I was just giving some background about how we all know each other.
But you know, it's funny though, like, because we had, okay, because the district was in
DC, the district.
Yeah, he was MC Rents and Friends, original too. You
OG.
The first show, what was the first show that I did? Oh, the finale. The Lunatics finale was the first show that I did with Pete.
Okay.
And then I was pretty hammed, so when you guys all got on stage, I was like, okay. So I just came up and like started playing, like just right. following
And I remember
along.
Throwing sticks at you then, too.
Yeah.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And you were like...
That was awesome.
I know. Everybody, man, was like... Was like, who the hell is this dude? But everybody was rocking out, so I was like, all right, I'm drunk as hell.
I remember saying, those are some hot licks.
Yeah, yeah. But I they were not talking about my guitar playing.
Ayo! Yeah, so it's history.
Back to the corn dog.
Yeah.
It does. This is where the show gets interesting.
Definition of dope kind of lost, just kind of fell apart, right?
Yeah, kind of,
yeah. And then now you're back to working on Comatose stuff, which was actually around before any of this was, right?
Yeah, Comatose is actually, like, the first, like, real, like, project that I had started working on by myself. I had, like, this Casio keyboard that I would do like drum tracks on, and a four track, of course, because that's where every musician of our generation started. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of started making up these like really crappy, awful, horrible, like Nine Inch Nails meets diarrhea, like in my room.
I remember that one track where you were like, boom, ch, boom, ch, bam, 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 ch.
Yeah, dude.
Something about I want to violate you.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was I actually handed that off to my pal Trent. And yeah. I was okay. Like, here, dude, you take it, because I think it sucks. But then he made a lot of money and it was bummed.
Really?
Yeah. So like my first stuff, I think I started actually recording in like 93 or 94. And, like, that stuff is just awful, horrible garbage. But, like, through the years, you know, I had always, like, written and recorded, like, all of my own stuff until, you know, it's kind of been off and on. Like, I've never actually, like, formally released anything. It's just kind of been, like, you know, internet uploads, MySpace when that was around. And right. Well, it's still around, but now MySpace, in order to find MySpace, you have to go to their Facebook page, so. But, like, So, like, until recently when I had the idea for Versus, it was going to be the new record, that I originally wanted to collab with, a bunch of people who, two of which had been on your show, Miss Tress and Marinus,
mm-hmm.
They're actually going to do a song on there.
Going That's, to or have done?
They're going to still. They have
they
the
will
track.
Do.
They're just working on it now. And so working on that, and then I got my buddy Brandon Lollaberty doing the drum tracks, and then of course after DOD, like, and playing with Jimmy, like, I don't know, he just kind of was around and just kind of became an official member.
Yeah, well, let me give you a little background on how I met this fella. So I used to jam with Scotty C all the time. All through college, and drive up from St. Paul all the way to Cambridge. Fucking trek.
Yeah.
And, I bring my guitar up there, and we'd jam out, and we'd play, like, the same two songs for 2 hours. And then a couple weeks later, we'd come up there and play the same two songs for 2 hours. And DOD came together, me and Scotty C kind of wiggled our way in there. And the day of the first official practice, Scott's like, "Yeah, this guitar player, he's pretty good. His name is Mark, but I don't know, he's kind of weird. I mean, he was like talking about like killing himself and pooping and." Bacon, and I don't know, he's just kind of weird.
And bacon,
and ha-ha rape.
So I get up there, and
corn dogging.
Do you remember the first conversation topic we had?
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Instant.
I do remember that.
Final fucking fantasy. No.
Yeah. And then it led to, like, programming and, like, all kinds of nerdy shit, dude. And it was just like, oh, I like this dude, man.
And we play quite well together, I like to think, at least.
I agree.
And I'm happy to be along.
Word up.
You guys.
What up, son?
They're kissing. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Can we use this?
Can we corn dog? Oh, that is the real rusty trombone.
So, now, ever since I've met Mark, he's talked about, you know, I used to play this band Comatose, and then I think you had some other bands too, right?
Oh, dude.
Or you played guitar for other people. And
yeah, lots of doing, you know, studio work and session work and audio engineering and producing for a ton of, like, local hip-hop and funk and metal. And it's funny, too, because, like, I am a metal kid, dude, like, through and through. But my hip-hop resume is, like, 15 pages long, and my metal resume is, like, a half a paragraph. And it's, like, and I mean, like, I've done shows, like, opening for Young Jeezy at The Myth.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, did that show opening for Twista. Who the hell else have I...
Did you jam with Prince once?
No, when I was 16, I was recording my first demo at this place called Orphan Records, which is now IPR, I think, on 3rd and 3rd by J.D. Hoyt's downtown.
Fine.
Well, anyway, whatever.
Yes.
It's by Deja Vu. Everybody knows where that.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you say?
Right? The three ugly ones. So, anyway, so I was, like, jamming, like, because I have always recorded my own stuff and played all the instruments and did all the vocals myself. Well, I was in there practicing, like, a drum track because I was working with this producer who, like, he wanted to take breaks, like, every 10 minutes, dude. I've seen street mimes with more enthusiasm for music than this dude. And it was just, like, it was unbelievable. And so... anyway, so I'm, like, sitting there, like, practicing this drum part for this song, and I see this little dude poke his head in. I'm like, I didn't really think much of it. Well, then I went out into, like, the waiting area, and I was like, there was this little dude talking to my producer guy. And I was like, hey, can we get back in there, you know? And he was like, hey, was that you in there playing that double kick? I said, yeah. And he was like, yeah, keep that up. You'll be dangerous. I'm like, oh, thanks. And I was like, I'm Mark. And he's like, I'm Prince. I was like, Prince, like Prince, like the Prince? Dude, because I didn't really know much about him at, you know, 16, because I was into death metal mostly. And he was like, yeah, and I think he was kind of thought it was cool that I didn't know who he was, because, like, everybody knows who he is,
right.
And I didn't really give a crap. I just wanted to, like, keep recording. And I was like, well, hey, if you ever need, you know, an extra musician or whatever, keep me in mind. He never did. Why does he hate me?
Prince, what's up, man?
I know, dude. What's I thought you said I would be dangerous.
That's the word he used?
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
Fucking killer, man.
I know, dude. Like
killer.
It. Yeah.
I'd never heard that story before.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah.
Do you have any more Prince stories?
I don't. One, I saw him riding his bike down Victory Memorial Drive once.
That's it.
What was it like? He made an appearance on Animaniacs.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
He did.
That's the third Prince reference.
Sure, he loved it
on this episode.
Yeah, it is weird.
Crazy. I like this. Yeah, isn't this fun.
It is.
It's cozy. This is fun.
You know what? Too, I want to, like, can I give a shout out real quick to
Prince?
Like, no, not to Prince.
No. Then no, you can't.
He never called me, dude. So whatever, man. And plus, he'll just break my shit. Like, he just takes guitars and, like, throws them and stuff. It's whatever, man. You know what? Take your fucking little high heels and your purple rain and go back and hang out with the fucking unicorns,
fuck
you Prince. Asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you gave up on the revolution.
That's right.
So, fuck you.
I know, right?
I'm sorry, Prince. I didn't mean that.
I did.
You wanted to give a little plug there?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, thanks to everybody that's been, you know, hitting the Reverb Nation site and the Facebook page and just kind of keeping track, because, like, right now... on Reverb Nation, we are actually ranked number 9 locally, and American Head Charge is number 10, which I'm pretty proud of at this right now. Another thing I was gonna say is that every time that I've like posted something, like everybody's been really responsive to it, and it's been really great. And so for all the fans that are like listening to the podcast, like thank you so much for your continued support. And I really can't tell you how much that means to me, because national rank, I'm 1,000 right now.
Yeah,
1,000, dude.
Even.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, another thing to say about that is that, a lot of artists that we've all been acquainted with, they all have Facebook pages. And, they'll have 100, 200, 300 likes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are friends or mutual friends.
Right.
And it's really cool to see so-and-so now likes Comatose, zero mutual friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. It's like, it's getting out there. And, right. And that's a really good, feeling.
Right? Yeah. Oh, so I was plugging the YouTube channel a little bit ago, saying that it's youtube.com/comatosemn. That's the same for Facebook. Reverb Nation is reverbnation.com/comatosemn or facebook.com/comatosemn. It's all the same. So
one love, baby. Big it up.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Speaking of that, I'd never heard Comatose. I've never heard you sing other than like backup vocals and in the band. And then like when you first started working on this Versus album, you were posting these clips on YouTube of you playing and singing, and I was very blown away. I was like, I'd never heard you sing like that, and I was very proud. I was like, I know that fucking guy. That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
That's very cool. That's cool. And I'm looking forward to this
project. Oh, by the way, man, thank you. By the way, I want to give a shout out to iDefined Design for putting together the promo vids, dude.
That's right.
For Versus. Yeah, that was fun.
The videos that say coming fall.
This fall. Yeah, well, this fall. So.
Oh, there you go.
We just released them in a year early.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you got to get the hype.
Oh, I thought you meant like not. Yeah, I thought you meant like last year. Well, there wasn't clarification.
Yeah. So I'm going to start posting those again. Actually, you know what? I had some really cool ideas for a couple more if you're down to...
You've shared at least one with me. And I thoroughly enjoy your ideas.
Awesome.
So you're also doing studio session work, right?
Yeah. Yep. Lately I've just kind of been focusing on like... I'm in this cover band called Soundtown with my uncle. And then our drummer, Steve Buckman...
Not to be confused with Pound Town.
Right.
Or Brown Town.
Brown Town.
Downtown Julie Brown Town.
Yeah, so I've been wrapped up in that.
Or
lately.
Clown Town, the ICP cover band.
Yeah. So
that would be like the worst cover band of all time.
Dude, I know.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. You know, it's your show, man. You can do whatever you want.
Well, okay, so the Facebook page, the YouTube page,
mm-hmm.
all Comatose MN.
Yep.
Facebook.com/ComatoseMN.
Yep.
YouTube.com/ComatoseMN.
Yep. Reverb
Nation. ReverbNation.com/ComatoseMN.
And I don't have a Twitter page set up for Comatose yet, but if you do have a Twitter, you can just follow it at MRMBAG, which is Mr. Mbag as one word. Because I don't have a thing, but I don't, the only thing I ever post on there is like stuff about how,
how you're
comatose or poop or.
Right.
pretty interchangeable.
You're bleeding out of your anus.
Right. Yeah.
Indian food was too hot.
Right. Yeah.
Jim Gnarly.
Today would not be a good day for corn dogging.
Oh, we learned so much.
This next song is called Liquid Stool. Can we play one more song to carry it out here?
Yeah, I'm just going to wrap this up. I got to give a shout out to my friends in Mankato, Fuzz Talk Radio.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. No, my buddy Nuts.
Oh, yeah,
you
Nuts.
Know Nuts. Yeah,
I do,
I'm
yeah.
sure you guys
I know
met
Nuts.
Him. Nuts, uh-huh. yeah. He runs his the show, Fuzz Talk Radio.
I didn't know that was his show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, his real name is Fuzzy Nuts.
Okay. So, hence Fuzz Talk.
Right. And he's been airing the podcast episodes here.
Oh, cool.
On the show. All it's right. like a 24-hour awesome. Rotation.
Nice. What up, Nuts?
But it works out. It's good back scratching. Everyone gets their back scratched.
Yeah.
And once in a while, your hand, when you're scratching that back, goes down to the ass, and you're just like, whoops.
I know, man.
It's a big old back scratching train.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if it's first past the first knuckle in the hole, dude, I'm not. That's
not, you're just not into it?
No.
It's not considered disgusting if there's no penetration.
Right. Fine. Right. Okay. Heavy petting is okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's encouraged.
Oh, really? Good. Good. Well, you can go to thankyourob.com and listen to this. You can listen to the Some People's Kids podcast, which we now have newer episodes. As of this time, episode number 10 of this show, there is episode number 5 of Some People's Kids, which is, to date, our funniest episode.
Nice.
And on this episode, we talk in British accents for about 17 minutes, and it's either really good or really terrible. Check it out. And that's just me and my buddy Chuck talking about whatever the fuck we want.
Stuff.
It's yeah. it's entertainment-related, movies, music,
yeah.
what have you. So, peopleskids.com, you could go there. But this is all, you could all just go to thankyourob.com. The shit's all there. It's all laid out.
I've been there.
It's like, remember the trays in school? It's like, there's sections. There's mm-hmm. like, this is where your scoop of potatoes go.
Yeah.
And it's in that nice, neat scoop of ball with the little dip where they put the gravy in there.
Yeah.
That's one section. You know, it's nailed real nicely so that one food doesn't invade the other.
There's been a lot of gravy talk, too, kind of, in a roundabout
today?
Way. Yeah.
Yeah. But
well,
that's what
well, it's breading, I guess, not gravy.
And by gravy, you mean liquid poop.
Right.
Well, and that's basically what Thank You Rob is all about, liquid poop.
Yeah, and if gravy. And by the way, if I were a secret agent, my name would be Liquid Deuce.
thankyourob.com. Go there. Look at that tray with the gravy, and then you got the meat right there. And then you got the little dessert, all right? You got the little carton of milk, which is a son of a bitch to open. And they expect kids to open that. That's why there's teachers around. They can be like, can you open this for me? And they're actually parent teacher or parent volunteers, really. They're not getting paid. Anyways, yeah. thankyourob.com. Go there. Thanks for listening. Thank you, guys. MBag, Jim Gnarly, for coming by.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do this now.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Okay, all right.
So one should we reach for something?
something's gonna turn out right.
Yeah, sir.